साक्षाद् हरितेन समस्त शास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भवत एव सति किन्तु प्रभुर्जा प्रियये वन्दे गुरुश्री चरणारविन्द वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव पतितानां पावने शंकरसन कारण तय साय गर्भदशाय जपय दिशा शेषस्य जशांश नित्यानन्दकराम शरणं नमस्ते नमस्ते तु हलग्राम नमस्ते मुसलायुध नमस्ते रेवतिकांत नमस्ते भक्तवत्स नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ नमस्ते धरणीधर प्रलम्बारे नमस्ते त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज नमः महापतन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे भुजे सर्वेनु शिरसि शिखि विच्छा कोटितटे दुकुलाम नेत्रांते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधत् सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन बसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीन बंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकंद राधाकंद वंदे नंद ब्रजस्त्री पादुरेणुम् अभीक्ष्णश पुनाति भुवनत्रय भक्ताभिन अपराधलक्षय क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंगम कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् इतो नृसिंह परतो नृसिंह यतो यतो यामि ततो नृसिंह बहिर्नृसिंह हृदये नृसिंह नृसिंहमादि शरणं प्रपद्ये नमस्ते नरसिंहाय प्रह्लादल्हददायिने हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्ष शिलाटंक नखाय बागीशजस्य वदने लक्ष्मीर्यस्य च वक्षसि यशास्ते हृदये संवित् तं नृसिंहां अहं श्री नृसिंह जय नृसिंह जय जय नृसिंह प्रह्लादेश जय पद्म मुख पद्म बृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियद्वैत गदाधर सुकाश कौरव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय इनेवरेबल प्रोस्ट्रेटेड हम्बल ओबिसांसेस द लोटस फीट of my most revered Gurudeva, Nitrila Pravishtom Vishnupa, Ashtatka Shatasi Sima, Bhakti Daita, Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the founder of President Acharya, of Sri Chaitanya Gauri Math, all India Sri Chaitanya Gauri Math, the registered institution, and pray for his call, this mercy, to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to my most revered Guru Varga and pray for their countless mercy, to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. If I may give respects to the president of this club and all the devotees present here. I never came to Bangalore before. I had an invitation. There was one branch mart at Hyderabad, Devandevi, near Charminar. And Mr. Kanodia, who donated the land of that mart. And there is a big mart there. He wanted me bring here several times during his lifetime. Swamiji, Bangalore is a very neat and clean city. Climate is very moderate. Atmosphere is very good. Hyderabad is very hot. You should go there. I should make an arrangement like that. I told him that I have fixed program, schedule program. I should be here just after this function. I should have to go directly to Puri. And thereafter another. One after another. All functions are fixed. What can I do? In spite of my desire, I cannot go now. I shall try to get any available time. Then I shall try to go there. But I could not go. And he expired. Now his desire is fulfilled today. I committed offense to him. What can be done? Last year I had all program settled. Again there are an obstacle. Got to say, your heart is not so much. A bar for your going outside to take trouble in the journey, and you should not speak much to go there. You should take rest, complete rest, bed rest. After settling everything, I could not come. Perhaps some of you are Hemantha is here. You know, at that time everything was settled. But everything is controlled by Supreme. Think we can do by our own sweet will. It is complete nascent ignorance. If you say the leaf of a tree can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, is omnipotent, law that existence, all knowledge, all bliss, then he will lose his absolute position. If anybody says that a leaf of tree can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord loses infinite position. Without it, still nothing can be done. That was not the approval of Supreme Lord. In spite of our efforts, it could not come. At this time, in the goodwill, because Supreme Lord wants you should go there for your own benefit, you have to northern India and up to southern India, if they say, also I came here on a tour program, but I could stay here for preaching. With partly I came here. It is their booking. Or visiting the places with the other devotees. This was the first time I got the opportunity to come here to meet the devotees of this place. As per scriptural evidence of Srimad Bhagavat, the quintessence of all scriptures, you will find there it is written, in this Kali Yuga, in Black Age, South India will be spiritually most developed. It is written in the scripture. Naturally, the South Indians will be spiritually inclined and they will have spiritual fervor in their heart to submit prayers, make obeisances, all these things. The whole area is sanctified by this. Although the whole India is Dharmaketra, but in this Kali Yuga, South Indians will be more developed spiritually. You will find in the scriptural evidence. And our Vaishnava acharyas, except our most revered Supreme Lord, most beautiful form of Godhead, was taken the form and mode of worship rather than he appeared, not than the Krishna, Gauranga Bhava. He appeared in North India and other Vaishnava acharyas and Shankaracharya, all South India. History will show you. But that is, you should go there, that the holy place, atmosphere is good, your mind will be sanctified, and you should associate with devotees there. There is the desire of Supreme Lord and His grace incarnate from our most revered Gurudev, perhaps. For that reason, you are not going there for your difficulty, of health difficulty and other difficulties. These are all excuses. You should go there. For your own benefit. So I have got this opportunity now. I have got the difficulty about language when I remain outside India. There always I have to speak in English. When I came back to India, especially in North India, I have to speak in Bengali, in Assamese, in other languages, in Hindi, and my language became a mixed language. For a long time, now I am touring in North India and speaking in Hindi and other languages. And there are no scope to speak in English. Different like me and this. But in South India, especially in this area, they understand English more than Hindi. So I have got this opportunity to speak. So there may be some difficulty in expressing my thoughts. I have to remember appropriate thoughts. Spiritual words, we cannot express all in English language. Language is material language. As for example, you say religion. Religion translation of dharma. But dharma, what does it mean? And religion, when I was invited there in Calcutta, one meeting was held there. Parliament of religion, that there should not be any kind of dissension amongst all religious groups. We have invited all to Parliament of religion. All religious group heads should be there and we should be present there as president. And I was taken there. I thought, what is this? I never had been to such program. Then I wrote, there if the subject is, there should not be any kind of dissension amongst all religious groups. Religion is creating dissension. It's creating all these quarrels and fights. I wrote in English because there may be different speakers. All the little sections were present there. Everybody understands this. But that is why I wrote in English. You see, you should not confuse the word religion with dharma. Even in Chandigarh, our Martin Charge is here. He kept one subject there, whether religion is bane to the society or boon to the society. I'm astonished. This subject is here in India. Religion means dharma. Whether dharma is bane to the society or boon to the society. In English, religion. In Hindi, dharma. And I said it is wrong. Dharma cannot be bent in the society. Dharma is born in the society. Dharma will hold the person, will keep the person intact, will hold the family, will hold the country, continents, worlds, infinite universe. Dharma cannot be the cause of altercation and all these fights you are taking in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached the highest dharma, the Bhagavad Dharma. But in the general dharma, temple dharma, you think about this? Brahmacharya, wherever he performs, celibacy, any form of celibacy, controls his sense organs. Does he do any harm to him, to the family, to the country, to the continent, to anybody in this world, anybody? This is called Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, that is to control the sense organs, sex sense organs, and other sense organs. by that he is doing benefit to him, benefit to the family, benefit to others. It cannot be paid. The society to come to any country, to any part of the world, it's impossible. If it is saved by anybody, he is to be sent to lunatic as the asylum. Dharma, I cannot want to say in detail because the subject is different. Brahmacharya, then Satya, the very, very speaks truth, does it? Is it doing harm to anybody? Think like this. Deep, Satya, Tapasya, to control all the sense organs from the respective objects of the sense organs. Apart from penance. Is it harmful? Does it do any harm? In this way, there are that reason. Religion and dharma are not identical. Philosophy and darshan shastra are not identical. But we have got no way out where to speak. Philosophy, yeah, they have been in Oxford dictionary. You take the help of reasoning and argument to determine the argument. It's just against darshan shastra. Darshan shastra means if Supreme Lord is Supreme Lord, he is always existing. It is not manufactured in the heart of the conditioned souls of this world. If it is made a mentally concocted thing, it is a concocted thing. He is there, you have to find out where, how to see the truth. He will be revealed to a completely surrendered soul. By your own capacity, you cannot endeavor on this. Here the subject is perfection of yoga. It is Karamangala Club, 6th Club, Karamangala, Bangalore. Now, what is the meaning of yoga? Yog or Param Pujyavad Swami Maharaj, in one of his sermons, when I have been to New York, I heard it. He said, yoga means to link up. Whom? With God, Supreme God, with all existence, all knowledge, all this link with God. It's God, yoga. But in Gita you will find generally people, they adore Gita. Gita is adored by all in the whole world. There you will find karma yoga, jnana yoga, yoga yoga, bhakti yoga, hatha yoga, raja yoga, so many yogas. But you will find what is the meaning of karma yoga. Just after this, you have got the subject significance of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam you will find evidence of this. In 11th canto, there is Krishna is speaking. Here, of course, speaking to Uddhava. योगाश्रय माया प्रत निर्णाश्रय विधिश्रय ज्ञान कर्म च भक्तिश्रय उपाय अस्ति कुत्र जी. According to the eligibility of the voter, of the aspirant, according to the eligibility, Krishna has said, I have taught, I have stated three kinds of yoga. Yogastraya maya puraya nidhan seva vidisa, for the eternal welfare of the heaven. Three kinds of yoga. You can see the evidence in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavat. Jnanam karma ca bhaktiśca rūpāyam nasti kattarca. These three yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. And there is no other way, no other means, no other method to get eternal welfare. Why these three yogas? According to the eligibility, competency of the aspirant, of the striver, or of the votary, what is it? Who wants that eternal welfare? Who is qualified to practice Jnana Yoga, who is qualified to practice Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga? After that, Krishna has said, Nibbinnana Jnana Yoga, Nashina Yoga, Tishu Anibbinna Chittana Karma Yoga Kavina. He is eligible for Jnana Yoga, who has got no desire in this world to get any kind of material benefit and material amelioration in this world. I should become a minister, I should become an MP, I should become an MLA, like a chief minister, like this. This sort of any desire in this world or in other worlds within this material universe. If you go to heaven, kine punne partalokam vishnu, will there be decay of the virtues of this material virtues, waning of the virtues, then we have to be thrown down from the heaven to this world. Kine punne partalokam. Those who have got desires here and hereafter to get something which is, it may be bearable there in heaven and other upper worlds. In this world it is temporary. But permanent bliss you cannot get there. Those who want permanent emancipation, salvation, Gyanis, they do not want this sort of temporary benefits here in this world and after death in heaven or other upper worlds. Janamokavasantanu, they would want to go there. Within the universe, there are 14 worlds in this Brahman. So, he is eligible for Jnana Yoga, he has got no desire. Disinterestedness or anything in this world, within this universe, is got no desire. Absolutely no desire. Then he is entitled for Jnana Yoga. Nibbinnanam Jnana Yoga. You should have this sort of application, indifference to worldly benefits of this world, whether in this world or another world, nothing. Then he is eligible. But those who have got such desire,
that should happen, I will go to heaven and other places. The household devotee, if they do their duties as per Vedic injunction, their grihastha dharma, household duties, then they will go to Swarga, Brahmacharya, Jana Loka, and Tapa Loka, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, Sapta Loka, Mahalaya, etc. Sapta Loka. All within the Brahman, those who have got this sort of desire, they are eligible for Karma Yoga. They should do Karma Yoga. And we will do Bhakti Yoga. I want to special attention to this. Jadritsha Matpadal Jadritsha Matpadal Jadritsha Matpadal Katal. Due to your previous good impressions, then you should have got a love and respect about my name, form, attributes, etc. About me, to hear about me, to speak about me. Jadu matka pari, nirbhin nashanu kumar. Jad katha matka thalu, jad hata matka. Na nirbhin na nam shakta bhakti yogashtra shindhi. First condition, he should have the aptitude to hear Harikatha. If he has the aptitude to hear Harikatha, he is not entitled for Shri Bhakti. This is the first condition. You got love, you have got some good impressions, knowingly, unknowingly, you might have done for the service of Krishna and is the devotees of Krishna, then that impression will come to you and you have got the liking to associate with the devotee sadhus and to hear from the devotee sadhus about the glories of Supreme Lord Krishna or Supreme Lord, any form, Rama, you will have your Vishnu. Supreme Lord Vishnu in different forms, Masyakur, Manishinga, Dhamana, there are different infinite forms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to love, to worship Krishna, to be benefited, which we Kali Yuga Jeevas are not able to get it in other Manantar. Only this Manantar, in one day of Brahman, in this Brahma, in this Manantar, in Dhapur Yuga, Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Nandananda Krishna, and he gave his sweet prayer to all his personal associates. But next to that, in this Kali Yuga, Nandanandan Krishna appeared after taking the form and the mode of worship of Radharani. He appeared at Gauranga Mahaprabhu and distributed Krishna prema, Gopi prema to all, which you will not find in any other Kali Yuga. In Brahma's one day, it is not incurred mathematically calculated. You are so fortunate that you are born in this very Kali Yuga. For that reason, you say that we will be entitled to accept Bhakti Yuga. You should have the liking to hear Hari Katha from a Shuddha Bhakta, not from a person, professional speaker, speaking for something worldly benefits. It is not for the benefit of Supreme Lord, for getting some monetary benefit. I am speaking. By the end, you will simply be justified. The end is something bad, means you will go back. Means you justified by the end. Even Mahadeva said, I give warning, I have been to that temple. We have to pray. If you are worshipper of Mahadeva, you have to accept his teaching. The active worshipper. Mahadeva said to Parvati, Bahava Guru Vasanti Shishra Vitta Bharata, Durva Shanti Vidhi Vishishra Shantava. There are so many so called gurus in this world to grab money from the disciples. They cannot remove the affliction within the service disciples. What sort of guru is this? It's a rarely to be found. Bahava Guru, so called guru, you will find everywhere in this world. Professional speaker. One whose life is meant for the service of Krishna, who has dedicated his life fully, completely for his satisfaction. It is very rare. Therefore, Mahadeva said, if you want quantity, you have to sacrifice quantity. You want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. What I have heard, that this Bangalore population is 60 lakhs. Now, if there is one good character person here, that good character person can rectify 60 lakhs and crores of crores of human beings. If 60 lakhs people are characterless, what benefit they can do to others? They are not doing their benefit to themselves. It's very rare. If you want one quality, you will not find it. Rarely be found. There is one scientist who invented one medicine and is a beneficial for 600 crores of human beings. One person. Bhava Guru Vasan Shishra Vitta Vaha Durna Vasan Guru Shishra Santa Vaha. To remove these deprivations and give the absolute bliss, God, it is very rare to be born. It is not so easy. But that is the first qualification. You should have the aptitude to hear about Krishna Katha from a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee, one who has dedicated his life fully. All the sense organs and everything is dedicated. He has surrendered himself fully and engaged with all sense organs object for the service of Krishna. He is for Krishna. He can engage others also for Krishna. If we are fortunate, we can come in contact with such devotees. For that reason, he has to say that first thing is necessary, Shraddha. There should not be any tendency, not in Vinda Nadishu. You shouldn't be too much renouncer like Gyani. Gyani, there are so called Gyanis. They renounce everything. They renounce the articles which are required for the service of Krishna. Oh, these are also material. This is called Shivu renouncer. Natural renouncer. You should renounce those which cannot be given to the Supreme Lord. You have to serve, you have to engage yourself, you have to serve Krishna. You have to give offer. Food at this sector. No, I shall not touch food at this. If you do like this, I shall not touch any ornaments. I shall not give ornaments to the neck, to the hands of the deities.
then you will be deprived of the service. But if you use the money or anything for your own benefits, there will be hope, enjoyment. It may be a little amount. But Shuddha Bhakta, there are many histories in Brahman Sampradaya. So they have an intense love for serving Ranganath. Then, and Ranganath is sending to him ornaments for the service. And he is engaging them. There you will find the amounts. Life is good. You have to see the means justified by the end. Here, we should not be too much renouncer like Gyani, so-called Gyani. And too much, if you want to enjoy, that is also bad. We cannot enjoy. Because I am not the owner of anything. I am not the owner of my body. I am not the owner of my certain body. You find in the Gita. Gita it is saying, Bhumi Yama Nalo Vayu Khamvanu Buddhir Vacha Ahamkarika Vipinda Prakita Vashita Aparaya. Apara means not para, not superior, inferior, material, energy. This earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, pervert, ego. All these are outcome of my opera potency. He is the possessor of my opera potency. And I have got this body from the opera potency of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. As per the evidence of Gita, subtle body, mind, intelligence, pervert, ego, that also belongs to you. You have to engage this body for the service, because the body has come from Krishna. You have got to hold over your own body, not to speak of other things. He is the only one. Aham isarva jagana bhakta cha prabhu. In Gita it says, I am the only enjoyed master. There is no other enjoyed master. All are to be enjoyed and dominated by me. And the Atma, itasku annam prakriti vidhi param yogotam mahabhava jayatam jati jam. The Atma is emanating from the para potency, spiritual energy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, virgin potency. So my Atma is also the outcome of the potency. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. Your potency works for you. A Supreme Lord's potency will work for somebody else. Is it correct? My body belongs to the Supreme Lord. My mind belongs to the Supreme Lord. My Atma belongs to the Supreme Lord. I am also. I am not enjoying. Those Kormis who want to enjoy this world, they are enveloped by the deluding potentials of three primary qualities, Kshatra, Tama, Guna. They are also enslaved you, conditions. And those who have got this sort of false ego that I am, subtle body and gross body. I am of India. I am of this Bangalore, this Karnataka. I am of Bengal. I am of Russia and China. All false. We are fighting with false and false interests. Actually, all are coming from Supreme Lord. Yourself and the body also. Actually, we are all Krishna. We should remain for Krishna. It is unnatural we want to enjoy. It is unnatural we want to give up. We want to give away, we want to donate. What will you donate? Are you the only owner of your own body? Owner of anything in this world? They have got one house. They have built it by your own money. money. Why they have to what? Why from you got the money?
Why will you die? Will you take this building with you? Mukti bandhi aaya jagat mein aap phasa le jaye. In Hindi it is. When we came here with nothing, with this cocked hand, palm. Yeah. And when we go with empty palms, nothing you can take. Everything belongs to you. You are all here. It's the untouchable. To give up, if you say I want to donate, that is also yours. Contribute. What do you want to do? You are the master. You are the owner. And you want to enjoy? Are you the enjoyer? You are not enjoyer. You can do service. You can serve Krishna by your engaging your mind, intelligence, and part of you got everything for the service of Krishna and his devotees, and you can engage others. That will be natural. Bhakti is natural. Bhakti yoga is the perfection of it. You will find our Swami Maharaj in 9th chapter. 9th chapter, verse number 2. And he has translated. What he has translated? This knowledge is Bhakti Yoga. It's the king of knowledge. Rajvidya. It's the king of knowledge. Most secret of all secrets. Most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. Because it gives perception of self by realization. It is the perfection of anything. It is everlasting and it can be joyfully performed. Everything you will find. Gita. Our Swami Maharaj, with several sentences. What here? Deeply think about this. This knowledge, Bhakti Yoga, you will find in Gita itself. Tapasimpa Diko Yogi. Gyani Bhavi Mago Diko. Kavi Pushta Diko Yogi. Tasma Yogi Bhagavati. In 6th canto. You become a yogi because tapasya those who perform penance, austerities. Yogi is superior to tapasya. Yogi is superior to Gyani. Gyani may want merge themselves in the formless Brahma. And yogi, they have got the one to merge themselves to Paramatma. Sat Chit. And Jnani only Chit. Yogis. Jnani is superior to Karmi. And yogi is superior to Jnani. So he becomes yogi. Then after that, what he said? Yoginam Sarvesham. Madhya Dantara. Shuddhavan Pajit Jo Maan Shami Juktata Mamata. Amongst all yogis, who is the highest yogi? Who worships me? Me, not in personal formless. Me, is the person infinite. Is person infinite. For that reason, Jashoda Mata could not bind, could not fasten Gopal. All these gopis, they blame, they accused against Krishna. This is a very aggressive and is going to our house and stealing our curses. And she tried to fasten by taking the betterment of the belly. But 2 hours less, fingers less. And he is prolonging the rope by joining the mother from Ratna Maharaj and making as big as one mile. Yet he could not pass. Every time 2 fingers less. When Krishna saw, nobody could find, can fasten me. Mother is so much tired. But the mother's affection, affection Krishna, was bound by devotion, Siddha Bhakti. You know, I should accept her personally. Then by the first rope, she could person. And all the rope remained. Every time two fingers, not three fingers of Bhakti. Two fingers meant one finger is by the grace of Supreme Lord, another finger by sincere effort to attract that grace of Vishnu. The other Devi never left his effort, her effort first. So ultimately, Krishna was subdued by her devotion. By devotion, by Shuddha Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga, Madhgatam Ratmana Sandhav Lhaj Yoga, Shumi Yukthutu Mamata. It is a superlative degree in the highest yoga, perfection of yoga. You will find this evidence in Gita, and this is the saying of Swami Maharaj. I can show you verbatim.